Hello and welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Arnie Salin, for my theme song. You can listen to this show or any of my shows on my website at brucesalin.com. We are going to continue with Britt McKillian for another partial segment of the Women's Room. Britt, you had some thoughts on the whole Facebook and social media discussion.
Yeah, I think it's really important for teens, especially older teens who are looking to go to college or who are maybe looking for jobs, to know that employers are actually now using LinkedIn, which is another social media platform that people are using just basically for professional reasons. And their employers are using LinkedIn to find reasons to hire people if they have profiles there, and they're looking at the Facebook profiles for reasons to not hire people.
Say that again. That is so smart. Say that again, please.
Yeah, so LinkedIn is where they're looking for reasons to hire people, and Facebook is where they're looking for reasons to not hire people.
Okay,
so
this is what my son will say. You know something? Any of those places that won't hire me, I don't want to work out anyway.
Yeah, well, and it's such a teen response, right?
Isn't it?
You can totally predict that one. But, you know, I mean, I think even places like Jamba Juice now these days are using social media. So you really have to pay attention to what your presence is, because you can't erase it. That's the thing about social media and anything online, is you can't erase it. It's out there forever. So you may feel that way now, but in the future, you can't change it, you know?
Yeah, how about tattoos?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
My son has about 47 tattoos planned, as his idol is Tommy Lee.
Uh-huh.
And we've discussed it. And again, he says, well, I'll keep them mostly out of view so they can be covered by a short sleeve shirt. But then he has this idea for one on his forearm. He says, well, one little one won't be a problem. And just like they might say what I said to you earlier, that, I don't want to work for a place that wouldn't hire someone with tattoos. Or, if they don't like me because of what they see on my Facebook page, I wouldn't want to work for them.
Yeah.
My response is, do you really think you know what you're going to want 10 years from now?
Yes.
Do you really think that girlfriend tattoo with I Love Molly on it is going to be in your life and you're going to want it there when you marry Sally?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Well, and so that's the thing, is you can actually remove tattoos. But the thing is, with the social media, you cannot remove it.
You can always find it.
So, you know,
it's even more permanent than a tattoo. Isn't that a great kind of reflection? That's really, really good. Britt, tell us more about what you do real quickly and where people can find you, because I've taken up way too much of time that should have been devoted to you.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on, too, by the way.
I want you again.
I know. I'll come back anytime.
Okay. Well, the first of the month, Thursday between 6 and 7, is when I think it'd be great to have you back.
I bet.
I got you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So my personal blog is worksmartlifestyle.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me. And then there's also another blog for social media girlfriends at socialmediagirlfriends.com. And then also on Twitter, I am at Mama Britt.
At Mama Britt.
Yes.
One more time. I interrupted you. At Mama Britt.
At MamaBritt.
And you can also find her if you follow me on Twitter. And she is on the radio show page with her name and her link to her main website.
Yes.
Britt, thank you so much. Let's get Dabney on. And maybe we get both of you on and you just talk about social media. And I'll even allow you to talk a minute or two about social media girlfriends.
That would be fabulous.
Actually,
thank
that's a good
so
idea.
Much.
We'll have Dabney and then have the two of you. And then you can beat me up.
Perfect. Sounds good.
I look forward to that. And I look forward to seeing you next month, if not sooner.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Britt.
Take care.
So, what a show today. It was supposed to be about teens. We talked about Occupy Wall Street. We had a wonderful new guest in the form of Britt McKillian. We had Pastor Drew Sams, as always, for Teen Rap, and Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. Next week, we're going to ask a pretty difficult and interesting question, which is, when should you have kids? A lot of people think they can have kids the same way they plan a vacation. You know, they look in a catalog, and we're going to have one of these and one of those, and we'll do this and that. And my assertion is it doesn't quite work like that. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining us today for The Bruce Salin Show. I want to thank Richard Dugan, my producer, and Les Carroll, my cheerleader in chief. And I need to remind you again, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.